You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE. Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
positive every day, and I pray that you'll show me
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistake. I lost faith in tomorrow. And lost my way, then I learned forgiveness starts with me. I put my burden down and set my spirit free.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
We all fall down, and we certainly need someone, something to get us back again. And that is the awareness of who and what we are, sometimes known as truth. Sometimes known as God, sometimes known as love. We all need something to get us back again. Life is good and it's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Today is the day we focus on masculinity and spirituality. So let's keep the ball rolling. Let's keep the energy flowing. Let's keep it flowing. We started the song with Julie Dexter, the Brit that lives in Atlanta now. Julie Dexter, she's telling us about transition and that things that we go through makes us stronger, make us wiser. And we want to be wise, we want to be stronger. So when we're going through that moment where we feel like the pressure of the spiritual gym is pulling on us, we just can focus on, okay, this is going to make me stronger, this is going to make me wiser. Maybe sometimes you don't need to do that, just be with the pressure, just be with the pain. She calls that transition. Transitions, if you want to find out more about Julie Dexter, you can go to her website. It is juliedexter.com, juliedexter.com. And State of Man is reminding us that we all fall down. So let's stop tripping. Let's not be, well, you know, I know who I am, all that other stuff. But, you know, just realize we all fall down. We get up. We fall. We're saints. We're sinner. You know, we just realize that a saint is a sinner who fell and got back up again. And it doesn't matter where you are, down or up, God is there. In hell, God is there. In heaven, God is there. In nowhere, God is there. So wherever we are surrounded by the universal song, that universe, that one sound, that one voice. And we're always protected. And as a matter of fact, we are that one sound. So just open up your voice, open up your pipe, open up your throat and sing. What is the universe trying to sing through you today? Sing through you as you. If you want to find out more about State of Man music, or to find out more about the State of Man music, there's a slight difference to it. Because I know you want to find out, not if. I know you want to find out about Julie, Ricky Byers, State of Man, Karen Drucker, any artist that we play here. You want to find out. You want to go to iTunes and get this song. Anyway, stateofmanmusic.com, stateofmanmusic.com. Got some good announcements, some exciting announcements to make today. I'm excited. But before we go into that, let's just focus. Let's just come together, unite in consciousness. don't look at the chat room in the middle of a conversation, Ade, because you might get distracted just a tad. Life is good and it's getting better. Let's just unite in consciousness. And let's take a trip with this meditative thought from Michael Bernard Beckwith. And today's show is around this. There's so much going on within me, around me, about life and spirituality and masculinity and femininity and what it all means and the challenges that we experience and what is life really all about and speaking something into existence and joking and it manifesting your life within 24 hours. So much, so much. But just stay with me. This meditative thought, it's really brought me peace when I just read it. So here we go. Do you continue to merely acclimate yourself to the energetic frequencies of the world? Or do you do the inner work necessary to catch a glimpse of the expansive nature of your soul and consciously evolve its qualities? That's very important. I'm going to read that part again, which says consciously evolve its qualities. Or do you, let me just read the whole paragraph again. Do you continue to merely acclimate yourself to the energetic frequencies of the world? Or do you do the inner work necessary to catch a glimpse of the expansive nature of your soul and consciously evolve its qualities? Because spirit poured its own essence into you, you are a hologram of infinite possibilities. There's so much genius, power, poise, confidence, and abundance within you. It's all there for the beholding and expressing if you properly focus the eye of the heart. There's so much genius, power, poise, confidence, and abundance within you, within us. It's all there for the beholding and expressing if you properly focus the eye of the heart. That's a meditative thought, something to meditate on, a thought to think about, to embody, by Michael Bernard Beckwith, spiritual finder of Agape International Spiritual Center. And you can find out more about him by going to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, Awakening Heart, Betty Piggies, Silent Listeners, Disguised as Guest, Harmony Gardens, Kathy. Yes, 2 days in a row. I'm so proud of you. Wally Moon is a regular listener. Now, my brother, it's so nice to reconnect with you. My new friend that I've known a long time. Notably, Nisi, are you back? You said you'd be right back. You should be back because it was right back means right back. You know when people, you call people, I know it's an American thing, when you call people and say, I call you right back. And I used to remember when I first, that's going to sound kind of funny, but anyway, when I first came here, you know, it's like, call you right back. I'm waiting by the phone. Okay, they said right back. Right back means in the next moment. And then I get a call the next hour, 24 hours, like, oh, you said you're going to call right back. I didn't mean right back. But anyway, I digress. Joyful Tamara Joy. State of Man, yes, I love him too. My brother is in the house. Emilio, host of Elevate the Soul. And Celeste, the keeper of the story, the giver of toys, the ancient one. She's in the house. Thank you all for being here. The number is 347-426-3346. What's on your mind? Yes, we're talking about spirituality and masculinity. We can talk about femininity. As a matter of fact, we can talk about any and everything today because it's all part of the whole. Some announcements today, a special announcement. Ooh, I feel like a little boy opening a special gift in Christmas. So here we go. No, actually, I'm going to flip. I won't do that announcement yet. Because I'm just so excited. I'm like, I don't even know if I can get it out. So let me just remind you, yesterday we had Spiritual Tag Team, as you remember, which was quite fun. And that's the big day. Yesterday was the inaugural, if you will, show of the first show in of Spiritual Tag Team. You confused yet? Not? Let me keep going. It's the first show of the new show that we're going to do every month. Good. You confused. Great. So Spiritual Tag Team is going to come to you twice a month now, first and second Wednesday of the month. So Betty Piggies will be back next Wednesday for the second part this month for Spiritual Tag Team. But you know what? It's the second announcement. I'm getting goosebumps. You know what? Let's see if I can do this. No, I can't do that. Oh, man. Okay, well, just tell the announcement. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. I am so elated. I am so overjoyed. I'm doing cartwheels. I am so, so excited to announce to you that, Betty Piggies is joining the Life Conversations radio team as a co-producer for all the shows. Well, all the shows. Well, maybe not all the shows. She won't be co-producing on Peace Talks on Friday. For all the shows that I do, and then all the others who come on board, we'll deal with that later. But right now, Life Conversations with Life Coach at a Spiritual Tag Team. You know, we do that together anyway. Conscious Parenting, Ancestral Blueprints, and there's a lot more that's going to be popping up. I know it. So Betty Piggies is joining Life Conversations Radio as a co-producer, and so you're going to see a lot more. And you're going to see the Betty Piggies touch to Life Conversations Radio. You'll be like, that's different. Yes, it is, because we have a new team, because everybody brings a whole new energy. And speaking of energy, how are you guys feeling? Whoa. How are you guys feeling? Today we're talking about masculinity and spirituality. And when I think of, let's see, is there anything else I need to say before I go on? Let's see. I'm looking at my notes. Betty, is there anything else I need to say? You can you can tell me in a private chat. You can call in if you want. but I think that's it. So let's move into the thought for the day, the conversation for the day, which I tell you, I don't know what it is. Full disclosure, I don't know. So here's a backstory of masculinity and spirituality today. There's been a lot of different thoughts and ideas and things that I've read that's come up for me around masculinity and spirituality. And thinking of the masculine energy, the logical, the analyzing and putting things together, laying it out and making sure everything is ready. But we must always get it in a proper order where we tap into that feminine side of ourselves, the feminine energy, and allow the birthing of that idea to come through us, male or female. And when the energy, when we tap into that creative side of us, that infinite potential, when it gives birth to the idea, the vision, we can now invite the intellect, the masculine side, to say, well, how do we implement this idea? So I've been trying to implement this show. But everything I picked just felt like, not. Nah, it became a mental activity. And I said, you know what? I'm going to surrender. I'm going to surrender to what is seeking to be birthed and allow the show to do what needs to be done. So today is today. It is what it is. I'm open. I'm available. And as I think of the masculine energy, I think of the world that we live in right now. Even the idea of masculinity and spirituality, it in a way suggests they're separate. But I also understand, in order to communicate a message, let me stick for a minute. So here's the thing. As I told you, Betty Begees is now joining Life Conversation Radio team. And John Stringer is also part of the team, if you don't know. I don't think we really never made an official statement, but John is doing a lot of different things in the background, and some of it you may have experienced, but more the tying together. But anyway, I digress. So part of the thing that Betty told me, she's going to, as a co-producer, she's going to let me know when to just keep the ball moving. So in the middle of my thought right now, I came to the chat room to see if you guys were saying something. And there's a private message. Yeah, I'm going to put you on blast while you're telling me what to do. Don't you tell me what to do. I'm the host of this show. She has been a laugh out loud. Just move on. Because there's a lot of other story about sometimes. Anyway, I'll leave that alone before I get another one of my producer's tough. She is tough. So, yes, thank you. I'm going to address that. Nisi, she said, wonders if I have hidden the masculine energy. So in this masculine conversation, when we talk about masculinity and spirituality or the divine feminine, we tend to talk about these things as if they're separate. But the real deal is, I mean, in communication, yeah, we got to break it down. But I'm in a place, and I'm coming from a space of, it's time to shift the consciousness, shift the way we think about ourselves, about life, where we embrace the whole. Where we embrace the whole. Where we let ourselves, when we remind ourselves that if we are one with God, if we are extension of God, extension of source, extension of life, extension of the divine mind, we are never separated from our creator. We are never separated from our essence. So in actually tying that in with the thought that Nisi's having, I'm wondering if I've hidden my masculine energy. It's a good thought, but really it is impossible to hide who and what we are. Now, hear me, I get this. Through mind and through thought, we may have forgotten, or we may have bought into other people's idea. We may have created a different kind of agreement with the world that I'm just a woman, I'm just a man, or females are more spiritual than men are, or females are more connected to God than men are. That's a load of you know what. It is impossible for a woman to be more connected to God than a man. When you really think about truth, when you go beyond thought and really just sit and come from that silent place and just say, wow, how is it possible that a woman is more connected to God? No, it's not true. A child is no more connected to God than we are. What we do in society is we separate things when there's war and when there's fighting, when there's things, when people are suffering. We categorize it by saying, and even there were children there, and there were mothers. Very rarely do we hear them say, and then their fathers. Now, when we're talking about war in the military, we say, our serviceman, our military man, you know, we kind of look at that, and we include the female too. The females, we include them. But generally, we categorize life as in, there's children, there's female. Those are very precious. I guess men are precious too. We need to rethink. We need to relanguage how we communicate. Because if God is God all the time, if God is good all the time, and if we're always, if there's no spot where God is not, then wherever we are in God. So the new awareness, when we think of masculinity and femininity and the yin and the yang, is to recognize and understand and remind ourselves that life is always balanced. Always. Now, my thinking may be out of balance, and that could be balance on some level, balance with the conditioned thinking. Because I find myself thinking about a lot of different things lately. I'm thinking about goal setting, how important it is to set goals. But then I thought, when we're living from a God consciousness, when I'm surrendering to all that God is, when I'm constantly meditating and reflecting and contemplating and asking what is seeking to be birthed in this moment, when I'm doing my spiritual practice, is it really important to set goals? I don't know. Some people say, of course it is. Some people say, well, you know, from that consciousness, from that way of thinking, no. But I guess ultimately what it comes down to, as a matter of fact, I don't guess, I know, what it comes down to for me, because we are all at different levels of consciousness, it is important for us to find the tool that works for us. If goal setting is what you need to move you forward, then goal set. If just finding yourself and embracing each day all that is and allowing God and surrendering to everything, if that's what you need, let that happen. And I really believe when we live from that consciousness, reminding ourselves that God is all there is, and we embrace the whole, we let go of the conversation about men are more, females are more spiritual or more emotional, or more spiritual than men. This judgment, especially when we talk about romantic relationships, I don't know if I want to go there because, I just think it's good for what it's worth. Let me just leave it as that. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I am open to what you have to share. Maybe something's triggered for you. Maybe there's a thought. Maybe you agree. Maybe you disagree. Maybe something's coming up that you haven't thought about before. And you just want to hear my thought or you want to share your thoughts. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Yeah. I love it. I need to ask my producer a question. But yes, I would just do that. Let's see. Let me tune in, tap in. Yeah, this is a thought. Yeah, let's do it this way now. This is a thought. Often women hide their masculinity when it's tagged in them as aggressiveness. Let's touch that when we come back on the other side. Because I have another friend who did a show. She has a show on Blog Talk Radio. And the show was, it's time for females to embrace their femininity. And I like the way how she dropped it. We had a conversation before that, before the show. And it's like, yeah, of course. But we're gonna talk about this aggressiveness. We're going to talk about, I don't need no man. What do I need a man for? Okay, I guess I'm going to go with it. I got my own money. I got my own house. I got my children. What do I need a man for? I can get a toy, you know? Oh, boy, I'm rocking the ship right now. And I say, bring it
Life
on.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
That's interesting. All this technical stuff going on. What is really going on? So now, let's see what's going on in the chat room. Maybe, guys, you can let me know. Everything is moving slow. Okay, and I'm not hearing what I'm supposed to hear, but I know you guys can hear me. So let's do this and do this.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Zammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to forparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. And that little boy is telling a tale. When he's grown up, he would not want his parents to call him Muffin Head or Ginger Snap. I guess to the parent will always be. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Today we're having a discussion, a conversation. I'm having a thought flow. That's what I'm having. I don't know what y'all having. I guess y'all are just experiencing my thought flow because that's where I'm at. And I like what what's your name again? The little funny lady, Tamara Joy. I'm a mess. She said, okay. I can't function with my when technology is not working with me. Turn this down. Alright, I need to call my producer to work on something. I'm not hearing what I'm playing in my headphones, so that's a problem. I'm just gonna stop Kevin MacLeod, even though I like the music. So let's stop it here. So anyway, Tamara was saying in the chat room, men are beautiful and much more sensitive and vulnerable than most realize. I really want to hear more about that because I actually would say for me as a man, let me see how I'm going to say this because I could be sensitive. Tell the truth, stay in church. Yes, I can easily get moved by experience. It's easy for me to have liquid thoughts, but I don't experience men as being very sensitive and vulnerable. Now, that's not a good or bad thing. That's just... So I want to hear more about that, Tamara Joy. I want to hear more about that. But anyway, let's go back to this thing about females being aggressive. And the aggressiveness is, for me, I really believe that's when a woman is out of balance. When we look at the world we're living right now, and it's the observation is there's more of the masculine energy, being tough, not showing your emotions, and females are doing it. You know, some females have to do it because they got to survive. And ultimately, not just females, as a matter of fact, men and women, we're doing this being tough to protect that sensitive side of us, as Tamara was saying, that vulnerable part of us, because some of us have had some life experiences that just knocked us from here to there. You know, Umwalim was in the chat room, and he shared a story last week. He was my guest, and Antoine Bean, I like calling his whole name, you know, being convicted for something you didn't do, being put in prison for something you didn't do, and then, you know, they finally clear it up, and then you still have to deal with that mess. That's enough to make somebody go postal. But the great thing about this thing called truth, or when you open your eyes, as he put it, instead of being angry, he transmuted that energy to awake, to see and recognize that I have a gift here. And I know, God, you didn't give me this gift and talent for no reason. And you heard the brother last week. If you missed it, you just listened to last Thursday's show, the Masculinity and Spirituality show. And I don't remember what the topic was. Celeste will tell you. Celeste knows all the topic of the show. Oh, and by the way, yesterday we forget to acknowledge Celeste live on the radio that it was her birthday, and she's decided to celebrate her birthday every day. So make sure you post on her Facebook page wall, happy birthday every day, people. Let her know that she's appreciated, she's loved, because she is. So back to the aggressiveness and awakening. We live in this world, particularly the Western world, and I really believe that, you know, we talk about the Western world, and in the Western world, we have been caught up in materialism. Materialism is driving us nuts. You know, we're always talking about how we can use this to make money, and use that to make money, and that to make money, and money, 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 money. In God we trust, but money, 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 money. In God we trust, but who's saying that when you're paying for something at Walmart? In God we trust? Not. No, I got a dollar in me. The mighty dollar we trust. So we have actually separated ourselves from our source, because we're thinking money is the source of our prosperity. We forget the earth medicine. We forget the lessons that come from nature. We forget the blessing that come from loving one another. And females, they really, you know, it's like, anyway, females, in order to survive, if they have to raise their children by themselves or not, or get the message from society, have to protect their soft self. And man, of course, has to put on this tough shell that really is killing us. So we try and chase money so that we can at least find the happiness that's right where we are. But because we're protecting ourselves from the happiness, from the joy, from the peace. And we raise our boys to be emotionally illiterate. And the cycle continues. It continues. It continues. I'm going to bring my co-producer on, who is eager to share. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to help me welcome Betty Piggies, my co-producer. Hello, Betty Piggies.
Hello.
Oh, I can't hear you. Okay, let's try this. Okay, hold on. Let's try this.
Hello?
Okay, there you are. There you are. Yeah, I have to do some other things. Some things are just not working for me. Technology is just what it is. So let's keep it rolling. Okay, go ahead.
It is what it is. Well, I wanted to comment on a couple of comments that I've seen in the chat room, and ones I have sent to you. The first one being, you know, about women hiding their aggressiveness because it is deemed as being very masculine, I think, or excuse me, hiding your masculinity because it seems to be being aggressive. And this goes to, you know, women coming into their own power. I mean, you hear this when, you know, more women are going into corporate America, more women are working alongside the husbands, a lot more husbands are being house husbands, and women are going to work. But when you see these strong, powerful women, when you see these women who are very in tune with themselves, the first thing a lot of people say is, oh, well, she's acting like a guy, or, boy, she's tough. She's as tough as a man. Instead of just seeing a very strong woman, I think some women can handle it in this time and age, but a lot of women, I think, sagers, especially, and I want to say, or baby boomers, and this goes with the men who were products of their time, where it was not proper or it did not look proper to be so tough, to bring out their masculinity. You know, we're born with both. We are born with both. And I think we need to embrace that opposite side of us to help balance us in this new time. You know, I think men are beautiful, and I think they are vulnerable, and I think they do have these wonderful qualities to them. But once again, it goes back to a time in which men had to be the breadwinners. They had to be the one to take care of the home. If they had vulnerability, they weren't allowed to show it. They had to be tough. They had to be the protectors. They had to be the providers. And this is a hard cultural spell to break out of for men, the same way it's a hard cultural spell for women to break out of letting that masculine part of them surface. So I think, you know, in this time and age, I'm happy to still be living in this time where each are beginning to embrace, you know, men the feminine part of themselves and women the masculine part without being tagged as something. And but I think women is still finding it a little more difficult to bring out that part of it that says, you know, this is my strength. No, I'm not trying to be my counterpart. No, I'm not trying to be a man. I'm just trying to show you my strength. And if being outspoken, if making a living, if and it goes on, if all of this is qualities of a man, then I have those qualities too. But I'm not a guy. So we tax certain things in society as what a man should do and the qualities and vice versa. And when the opposite sex do it, you know, we're taxed as something else.
And so, you know, as I listen to you, this is something that I've always said and I've always thought of. When we think of romantic relationships, the success of it or the failure of it is simply a reflection of our own individual misunderstanding of ourselves. You know, because when you're talking about, you know, Tamara in the chat room, let me minimize this Skype thing right here. And Tamara said, actually, Nisi said, it's not, well, no, let me, there's a part I want to read. Tamara said something about men are hurt. Where is it? Help me out, Betty. Help me in the chat room.
Most men hide it, but it's very sweet and sensitive. So
right, exactly. So that part, it's like the essence of all we are is very gentle. What's the scripture? Let me ask y'all. Let me do an Emilio version. For those of you who are into the Bible, there's a phrase where it says there's something in the Bible that says the meek shall inherit the world. And, you know, it's like we're in this Western world, we are raised to be tough, to not show vulnerability. But the essence of who we are is soft, is gentle. You know, when we talk about peace, when we talk about harmony, when we talk about love, it's not a message. Betty, I don't know if you're where you are, but there's a lot of background noise. Oh, I don't know
I'm
if it's your headset or something.
Oh!
Well, I am loving that. I am not loving that. That's a lot. Be quiet.
I'm doing a show.
Y'all be quiet.
Let me get off. Because there is a lot of echo talking to you. I'll meet you back in the cafe.
Okay, cool.
And so,
that's funny.
We got to make it work.
So we're in this society where I don't even want to say that. I think there's new awareness. Let's start now. Yesterday, Betty was talking about now. Let's start now. Each and every one of us. We know how it used to be. We know how it was. Now, today, we're being challenged to have a different conversation. I'm coming to you, Antoine. We're now being challenged to have a different conversation. So how do we balance the scale? How do we do things differently? Well, here's the first thing we want to do. The first thing is for us to embody this conversation we're having, to make it a reality so that when those of us who are raising boys can have a different conversations with our boys. You know, to have boys sometimes do the dishes. To have boys sometimes cook with mom or dad. To have the girls take out the trash. You heard me. To have the girl take out the trash. To have the girl help dad or mom check the oil. And if mom is good at changing tires, to have the girl do it, as opposed to, and I know I'm ruffling feathers right now, and that's cool, because that's how we shift, we change. Now, the girl might grow up and not change tires or check the oil in the car, but we're now changing how we think, so we can break that idea of saying, well, that's a man's job, or we stop that foolishness of saying, oh, the woman's acting like a man, or the man is acting like a woman, or that boy's a sissy. We have to start teaching our children and encouraging them to change gender roles. It requires us to change so that we can all be at peace, and a man or a teenager is not afraid to tell his boys, yeah, I'm going home to cook for my family. Or a girl that's not afraid, or when she's a lady saying, yeah, I took the trash out. Most, ooh, no, I won't do that. Don't do that. That'll be too much, I think. You be, if you do that, okay. There's some sisters who would hear a woman say, oh, my man don't take out the trash. She don't take out the trash. Mm-mm, I don't play that. Like, what, in the big scheme of things, what does that mean? It means absolutely nothing. I think in every relationship, we must all come together and find out, create what works for us. So if my partner, she's okay with taking out the trash, so be it. I don't need to be in judgment of that or think that I'm less of a man because my partner's taking out the trash. If that works for us, so be it. If my partner wants to go to work and I'm going to be taking care of the kids, the children, so be it. That's how we change. That's how we change. And it starts with us. Let me go to Antoine, my brother, Skyping all the way from Bermuda.
And how I would like, I'm fine, my brother, but I'd like to clarify that you are the older brother. I'm the younger one. I'm the young and virile one. Sorry, I had to get that on. That's what brothers
don't
do.
Be fooled by the gray hair. That's just my wisdom, man. See, I couldn't talk long enough. I had all this wisdom coming out of me. I had to come out in gray. So that's all it is. It's not stretch or anything.
And the thing is,
I am one with you.
I got the gray hair too. I got the gray hair too. And I'm going. Anyway, we won't talk about those things up top. yeah, we'll keep that to ourselves and let them look at pictures.
Yes.
I called in because this is a wonderful, interesting subject. And in fact, I was listening to something this morning from a daughter on men and their daughters. And she spoke about something. I feel led to not really speak on what she said, but what's in my heart. For those ladies out there that are single mothers, first of all, I love you. I respect you for what you're having to deal with. But what this daughter spoke about was not turning your daughter against the father or your child. But what's on my heart is this. Because the children see it. They see it. They see what happens to the older sister. She spoke about her older sister and everything and what she went through and the mother trying to turn her against her. And she did. And then eventually she got out of it. But my thing is this. I'm not hating against anyone as far as homosexuality and all of those things, but I've looked at the challenge that we've got within our households of single-parent households. If the man is not in the house, ladies, yes, we need to share that, get the males, yes, embracing their feminine energy, but everything could come in an imbalance. Like, there can be too much masculine energy. There can be too much feminine energy. So if you've got a son in your household, don't think that you putting that feminine all the time is really good. Because I've looked at it after having come up in a household as such. I do realize that that can bring about an imbalance. And I'm not just talking about the homosexual side of it. I'm talking about the challenges is that these young, impressionable boys are being brought up in a household where their only influence majorly is females. They need males around them. You've got a brother. Okay? You've got a brother. Get him around him. Please beg your brother. You got the uncles and real uncles, not that uncle, the uncles that keep coming through the door, revolving door. I'm not talking about you ladies. I'm talking about those other ladies that do that. Okay, you got the revolving door.
The other ladies ain't listening to the show right now.
No, not the ladies. No. I don't sense that here. but those mm-hmm. other ladies that may listen to this, not the revolving door, men, uncles, you know, get off of that tip. Be real. This is my boyfriend. Okay, you can call him uncle. If you want him, call him uncle, that's fine, but let him know who he is. Basically, what I'm saying is that always remember there has to be a balance. Always remember there has to be a balance. In everything that there is, that is good, there is always a balance. So, yes, the feminine side is very important. But, yes, remember, ladies, you that are single mothers, remember to bring in that male, that masculine, that male teaching. And I know you're talking about energies and everything else, but that still is the energy. You know, I may
Let me ask you a question.
Sure, brother.
Let me be the voice. Let me be the voice of the female, because I have female energy in me. What does sister say? What is this brother talking about? I would love for my son to be around masculine energy, but all the men in my family, they suck. They ain't jail. They're on drugs. I don't want my boys around that. What are you talking about? How am I going to do that?
Okay, well, let me be Ade then. Whatever you want.
Oh, this should be fun. Let me listen. Go ahead.
Whatever you want, no, ask for it. No, you're going to get it, and you will get it.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty deep, aren't I?
But I know I have to say that because, like, I mean, I've lived that. I mean, I'm living it now. I'm going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I want to do this. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Boom. Let me go do it. Okay, and yes, because the thing is, if you're sitting up there, let me say this because I've heard it all over. Oh, the men are nothing but trifling, and this and that and the other. They don't want to do nothing, and da 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 da. Well, what do you think you're gonna get? So if you hear your sisters, ladies, you enlightened sisters, then please teach them. Let them know. Hey, you sitting up there asking for what you want, you know. No, I'm not. I'm talking. Well, if you dwell on something, that is what you're going to get. So if you're getting it, getting it, look in the mirror and don't look at the man, because the man's not the problem. It is who, Brother Ade? I'm going to stop before I get chased out of here.
I got your back, bro. I got you.
We are. Boom, there it is, says Awakening Heart. Thank you very much. I got to be real. You know, the truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, brother.
I hear that. Thank you for that contribution and coming to another brother. Ooh, okay. All right. Phone line's blowing up now. You're not getting me to do something. It wasn't thing I was going to do, but I surrendered to today's show what it's going to be. So before I take a call from Emilio, let me do this, because my next time I won't be doing this. I think from next week I'll have somebody else be doing this for me. Ooh, I'm excited about the thought. So I could have just moved on to a call right now. This is Betty's going to do this next time. So I have to extend the show a little bit. Let's go. Lots of hands. I'm coming to go. Anyway, I'm coming to the calls right now. Let me go to the chat room here. See, that's what happens when I'm multi-doing. Here. Antoine just talked about balance. And Nisi said, no, actually, Betty said, I knew a guy from Nigeria. It wasn't me. She said, I knew a guy from Nigeria who said he refused to teach his sons how to cook, that cooking was a woman's thing. She said, it's a cultural spell. She said a cultural spell. Okay. And then Nisi said, I've always taught my son to take out the trash because the men in my family have always been in charge of taking out the trash. And so let's stay with that. Here's the thing. This is how we change. This is how we balance the scale. Yeah, okay, so my brother from Nigeria, okay, you can't do nothing with that because he's obviously rooted in his belief system, and that's what he believes. As a matter of fact, I can say, well, that's what you believe, but he can't bring that stuff into my, as a matter of fact, he can't bring that stuff, let me just call it stuff, into my household. Because if I want my sons to take out the trash or my sons to cook or do the laundry or go shopping, do the grocery shopping, it can't come into my house. But what I'm saying, collectively, we must all now think about how we raise boys. What we think is wow, the phone line is blowing up. Oh, geez. Okay. So we just need to rethink how we do things. Let me make sure I've extended the show. Okay, show's extended. Let's go to Let's go to Emilio. Emilio, you alive?
Greetings, brother. I hope you can hear me because I'm in the ride. But I just wanted to say, and I can only speak of my own experience and my experience with my daughters, who are now 45, 39, 23, and who have five grandsons and two granddaughters that we raised. And I think the idea of gender role switching is okay, and it's a Band-Aid. It's all right. But the idea for me and the way we raise them as a part of the village is something that they do because we want them to know how to do, regardless of the gender role. So when we bake pies together with my grandson, it's teach them how to bake pies, not because they need to bake a pie because they need – because many men cook and just derive a lot out of that, that I do 90% of the cooking in my home. When my daughter first was pregnant with her first son, she couldn't tell her mother. She came to me because of the relationship that we had that was accepting and love. And I guess what I'm saying is all of what I do is couched in love for what's within them, not for what's in society, because we can't control the illusions that are cast outside. We can support that within. And I hear a lot of people say, well, yeah, and this isn't a slam to Brother Anton or anyone else, that said, well, we need to keep it real. To keep it real, what is real? And so we get caught up in the illusions of gender. They're caught up in the illusions of race. And these are things that sidetrack us from that love that's within, to teach them how to cook, to teach them how to sew, to teach them how to go to the grocery store, to teach them how to manage a checkbook, to teach them how to function and understand that everything that they need is within them, regardless of male or female, because from day one, we decide whether it's going to be a blue or pink blanket based on what we saw, as opposed to someone saying, praise God, I have a healthy child. And so we start from that beginning. And so I guess what I'm saying is, in the practicalness of it, how do we get away from the illusions and the distractions that are always external to us by focusing on that? So we want more than, and at the same breath, we focus on the externals. Go deeper and within, and I try to teach them. And it's something that you always talk about. How do we get them to understand who they are, our children, regardless of whatever the forms are? Gay, lesbian, bisexual, the fact of the matter is that those couples that are gay, gender, like bisexual, transgender, the child is a much more healthier child than a child raised between two heterosexual parents. So let's get away from the illusions. Anyway, that's a mouth, and I'm rambling. I'm going to just tune back in and put you on mute, on my phone on mute. Appreciate the conversation that everybody's asking. Love the comment from Tamara. Joy, and just blessings, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm marveling and laughing at what's happening here. Go hands up. I'm coming to you, Celeste, and then we got another call from California. Let's take a call. Let's go to Celeste. I have some thoughts, but I'll just go to Celeste first. Okay, go ahead, Celeste.
Hello, family. I won't be long. Thank you for the birthday shout-out, Ade, and to Betty, who sang yesterday as well. I love you guys. All right, I'm going to make this quick, to the point. I had a Bible scripture that came to my head while you guys were talking. It's one of my favorites. It's, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's in Romans. That's all I have right now. Okay,
That's good.
I'm going to come at it from two ways. From one situation, I'm going to keep it simple. I was out with my sisters. We were partying. We were having a good time. We were at a store. A brother came at us wrong, according to the world. Now, there were a lot of different responses that I could have had for him. But I know who I am. I walked in love. I did not snap my neck. I could have. And if he had asked me the question that he'd asked all of us about 5 years ago, he would have gotten a different response, but I didn't want to conform to that response, which would have been like, what did you say? And he asked us, can I go home with y'all? Which for him was a compliment.
Well, was
so
he homeless?
I should... No, he wasn't homeless. He had a job.
Oh, okay. Just trying to get care.
He liked the ladies he was seeing. So instead of saying, hello, how y'all doing? Y'all are pretty or whatever, he was like, can I go home with y'all? And and actually, none of us snapped. We had a conversation. I left that brother with a prayer that he wrote out by the time I was done with him. You know, I mean, you got to come at it different. I mean, I don't know why, but I want to support the conversation about shifting and breaking illusions with gender roles and separation. And as a sister, I had to check myself because according to the world, I would have been right to go on that young man. But I saw it as a teachable moment, and I loved him. And I think that's where I'm at with it. I'm getting taken out to lunch, so I'm not going to be able to stay on the show for the rest of this time. But thank you, and I will follow back up on the archive.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you, Celeste. Well, I'm going to go to the 323. I have a feeling it's a female because we've had two brothers. I just have a feeling, but if my feeling is not clear, then so be it. So I just have two brothers and two sisters. 323, what's your name? What do you call it?
Well, don't follow your feelings all the time.
I heard that.
I'm just joking.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, God, thank you for that.
This is notably Niecy calling out of, well, Niecy calling out of Los Angeles.
You're silly, Niecy. You are silly. That's a good one. Well, don't follow your feelings. That's what it is. Don't do it, Addie. Don't go there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't stop me. You're going to get me in trouble. Because I know some people who would say never listen to your feelings, never listen to your emotions, and because you got to listen to just one, you got to listen to what's in a book. Don't listen anyway. I digress. Come on.
Well, we know better than that. We know we must.
And so it is.
And that was just a joke. But I was brought in. Well, my awareness, or not awareness, but my spirit was drawn to the conversation earlier. I don't remember who the caller was, but he was speaking in regard to single parenthood. And
Antoine.
Antoine, I am a single mother, and I could totally relate to some of the things that he was saying in regard to uncles. Well, I don't have those kind of uncles around. I'm raising a 12-year-old son now, and I do have brothers who are, you know, who I feel aren't doing the things that are totally necessary, but who I feel aren't, well, they're in and out of jail and doing things that I don't feel are the proper, being the proper role models for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just this morning, I have a way to speak with my oldest brother who's been going through some things, and he's going to be released this summer. And I was having a conversation with him in regard to my son and their relationship. And my son really has a close relationship with his uncle. And I was telling him how very important it was for him to be here and to stay, you know, try to stay out, well, just stay out of trouble because we need him. You know, we need his masculine energy, and we need it to be here for us in a positive form. And so it was a really intense conversation. I'm sure it'll continue, but I was drawn to the conversation when single parenthood was brought up because I'm a single mother and I'm raising a son, and we have no brothers here. You know, there's a house full of women. I have, you know, two granddaughters and aunts, and I have a daughter and a sister, and he's around a lot of feminine energy, which is not a bad thing. I see that he's making his own way. You know, we're guiding him, but I also understand the importance of him having that masculine energy present, which I think it's present in the women as well. You know, sometimes I remember a conversation. I don't want to take too long, but I remember a conversation with my son when he told me once that I was confusing him because just me just being the only parent at the moment, he said that I was confusing him with the sweet side that says, oh, you know, mama's here, and then the aggressive side that comes out when the time for discipline comes about. So, that's all.
Interesting. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break,
okay,
and I'm going to address what you're saying, what Emilio said, Antoine, and what Celeste said. I'm going to take a quick break. Nissy, do you still want to add something else? You want me to put you on mute, and when I come back from
yes,
the break,
I can go on mute. I can go back in. Can I go back into the chat? Or
okay, sure. You're free to be you.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and today Thursday show is where we focus on masculinity and spirituality, and we're talking about gender roles. We're talking about raising boys to be boys. We're talking about breaking free of illusion. We're talking about be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and let's find the love. Well, I have thoughts on all of that. Surprise, surprise. I'm going to tie it all in. I just love how it all worked out. Two brothers at the end and sisters came at night. And we're still taking calls. We've got like 20 minutes left. I extended the show. Anyway, 347-426-3346. I like what is happening here. And what I'm actually sensing from the conversation we're having is what the energy I had at the beginning of the show. There's so much going on. You know, I talked about the goal setting and allowing life to happen, the gender role and not letting boys be too, I don't know, out of balance by not having men around. So these are concepts and ideas and thoughts that we have. But what is the truth? What really is the truth? What really makes a difference? When we come back, I will share my thoughts.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
given a voice back to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community.
Yes, indeed, Life Conversations Radio, giving a voice back to the global, the world community. We all have something together when we come together and share. Transformation happens. So, you know, as we get ready to release the show, I just want us to think about this. And everyone that has shared something, those of you in the chat room, on the phone line, and even when I'm sharing, we feel passionate about what we're sharing. But here's two things. What if we're wrong? Or what we feel passionate about? What if we've got it all wrong? And if we just stay with that, think about the things that you're very convicted about. Did you feel like this is the way it is? I just know it. I feel it. What if you're wrong? And then we can get metaphysical about it. We can get spiritual about it. But let's just bring it to the human surface, just to do with the intellect. Let's do with that masculine energy. What if you're wrong? Let's do critical thinking. What if what you just said was wrong? Then what? Then you allow yourself to receive something else. You may get something and say, well, actually, no, that feels right for me. But you can say, well, okay, if I was wrong, well, maybe there's something else that I'm not aware of. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you guys are wrong. I'm just saying it for myself. What if I am wrong? When we use the ability that we have, the abilities that we have to think critically, to look at life from different perspectives, different points of view, to challenge ourselves, we create growth. So when we talk about gender roles and what Emilia was saying about really reminding young people who they are to love, I so get it. But what comes up for me as well is when I think of my daily spiritual practice, where I have to sit still, meditate, or read, there happens at a certain time when I wake up in the morning, and then maybe on a day to later on, I might meditate again or become still. Now, as a spiritual being, having this human incarnation, experience this thing called life, this physical reality, I can say I don't need to do spiritual practice because I am one with God. But the spiritual practice is a sort of a reminder. It helps me quiet the external sound so I can tune in to the essence of who I am. So when I think switching gender roles, yes, gender role is a label, but at the same time, the world we have created, sometimes people are aggressive. They say females are aggressive or a man is too soft because we have associated a certain way of being to a certain kind of role. So how do we shift that? We shift that by saying, no, if the man wants to cook, he cooks. It's not just a woman. I've had little kids say to me, Mr. Ade, boys don't do that. Ooh, girls don't do that. So they grow up with that idea. They grow up with that condition in thinking a man should not do something because they grew up saying a boy shouldn't do that. It's important to shift that. Because when that's the only way you're going to challenge the new earth. You challenge the new way of thinking, so the new earth and the new world that we're creating will be different. So when you talk about having children in a certain, I mean, and it's all, as a matter of fact, the question I asked at the beginning when we came up from the break is what if we're all wrong? But I like to take this approach. We are all right, all of us. Amelia's point of view, Antoine's point of view, Celeste's point of view, Nisi's point of view, Tamara in the chat room, Awakening Heart, my point, we're all right. We are all right in so many ways. But if we experience something that's not working, then we need to ask ourselves, what do we need to shift? Where do I need to change? So when we say men have always taken out their trash, maybe it's time to create a new story where we say, oh, the females have always taken out the trash. Or maybe to say, what? Whoever sees that the trash is taken out takes out the trash. We do it for the love of it. We do it because it's not even about the person we're doing it for. It's about ourselves. And every show on Life Conversations Radio is about reminding people about who and what they are.
that you're not defined by what you do. You're not defined by your labels. You're not defined by your history. You're not defined by your thoughts. You get to say who you are. And who you are is far more than what you see in the mirror. Who you are is more than you can't even define it. It's expansive. Who you are is pure joy, pure bliss. You bring peace when people show up. You are the light. You are the place where God gets to recognize himself. It doesn't matter if you're taking on the body of a man or the body of a woman. Even if you're taking the body of a man and a woman, you're not sure which one you are. Maybe you're a boy, but you want to be a girl. It really doesn't matter because we are much more than that. All I am saying, all the energy of this show is to bring balance because we're all making it up as we go. We're evolving and revolving because we're learning about who we are, how to do it differently. Maybe we don't need the gender role. Maybe we do. Maybe we need to talk about our boys, about emotions. Personally, I think we do. We need to encourage boys to cry when they're hurting. We need to encourage them to share their feelings. And we need to challenge others and say, oh, that, you're weak. But we'll talk more about that. There's so many ways we can go, but it is the time is now. And I'm feeling this. I'm going to share it. I don't know how it ties in, but it's coming up. I have several experiences in the last month where, and I think I've said this on some of my other shows, where I've joked about something with a friend, and that thing happened. Recently, I told a friend about a week ago, another friend of mine, I told her, I said, you need a chiropractic adjustment. And she said, maybe. She said, but I don't really, I prefer a massage because I don't think the chiropractic adjustment really does anything for me. Yesterday, I was talking to her. She said to me, oh, yeah, someone rear-ended me, so I had to go for a chiropractic adjustment. I said, wow, wasn't that interesting? We were talking about that last week. She said, I know. And she said, but get this, the day before she was rear-ended, she was just sitting down thinking, I should go to a chiropractor. And guess what? The next day, she was rear-ended. So, and there are other things that I've talked about with my other friends, and it happened. And it's happening so fast. Why am I sharing this? Because I'm saying that we're in a time where the energy is rapid, it's fast. So if you're thinking a thought that doesn't align with the truth of who you are, you better let it go right now. Let it go. Let it go. We got some energy that's supporting us that we don't. I mean, I don't hear other people talk about it, but there's a shift that I'm experiencing that is happening so fast. I think of somebody and they call. I pick up my phone to text a friend and she calls, or I try and call my brother and John said, I was just thinking that. You know, it's just things are happening so fast. We are creating, we're manifesting things just like in an instant. So the challenge for me, the challenge for you, the challenge for us, all of us that are united in spirit, is how do we take everything that we know right now, what we call truth, what we call love, how do we bring that all together to create the life that we desire, the life, the legacy that we can look back and say, wow, we did a good job. That's the real question. Is your life an example of what God is? And is your life inspiring somebody else, another child, another boy, another girl, another man, another woman, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your niece, your father, your mother? Is it inspiring them to connect with their God self? Is it triggering them to be mad? Are you being the light? We all got to take out the trash so we can experience the beauty that's within us. Because we really want to let go of the trashy thoughts, the trashy experience, the abuse, the low self-esteem, low self-worth. We need to throw out those trash. And some people can't handle trash because they don't like things that stink. So you have to take out your own trash. Spiritual growth and transformation is about letting go. It's not about getting. It's not about debate. It doesn't need to defend. It doesn't need to defend it. It's about letting go, releasing, letting go, releasing. And we release, we let go, and we experience the essence of who we are. That's my closing argument. Life is good and it's getting better. I thank you all for your contribution, for co-creating, co-producing the show with me. I've always said that, but today is definitely one of those. Because I just showed up. I said, "Day, all right, God, I'm showing up. And I'm walking my talk, if you will, because my work, if I'm coaching or doing workshops or doing radio shows, really, it's about surrender." Betty was reminding me of that yesterday. Ultimately, it is about surrendering to the highest truth. And when we surrender, we get to yield to the good of God. When we yield to the good of God, we experience the good. And nothing and no one can take that away from us. And then we get to create a new way of living, a new way of thinking. We get to honor the earth. We get to honor our elders, even the elders who don't want to get old. "Oh, don't call me that. Call me by my first name," because they're afraid of getting old. We can remind them, "No, it's a blessing to be an elder. Share your story with me. I respect your journey." We're all here to make a difference. And it's time to transcend thoughts, transcend ideas and concepts, and do whatever we need to do so that we are coming from that God space. I am ready to release the show. Let me see if there's anything in the chat before I do that. Okay, take your time. Laying hands on the lappy. Okay, I can't go to the chat room. Let's try that again. There we go. Great. Let's see. Nisi said, "That comes up often. What is truth? As a parent, we want to be sure we are doing the right thing," quote-unquote right thing. Well, the right thing, you will know the right thing when you tune in. When you tune in, when you tap in, when you ask Source, when you ask your inner being. Even when a child does something that upsets you, if you do your own spiritual practice, you can catch yourself before you respond or react. And you can ask, "Okay, is this the time to do a correction?" Or just say, "No, don't do that. Put that down, please." You can just check in. You get a no, you get a yes, or you might be told what to do. Or sometimes you might just say, "Okay, God, ooh, I'm about to jack this child up, but Lord, I need you to speak through me." And you take a deep breath, and you check your child. You just say, "Come here." And you just allow God to speak through you. Don't worry too much about, "Oh, I don't want to damage your child." If you're in your head, then you know, you're just going to be making up stuff. But really surrender. Ask them what that felt like. Did they get what you said? Does it make sense? Not just yes. Let them explain to you why it makes sense. There's sometimes you don't have time for that. But it is really about helping them develop into the spirit that they are. They're little people. They're full of wisdom. They're full of insight. Let's support them in growing that. Oh, God, I love it. I love it. I'm laughing at Betty. Betty's cracking me up. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. It's an in-house joke. Let's find something here to play to. She just really, oh, I love this. This is what I'm going to play. See? Spirit knows this doll here. No matter what you're doing, no matter how you're being, no matter what you're thinking, no matter what you agree with, no matter what you disagree with, it all fades into God. It all fades into God. So we can all rest, we can all relax, and let God be God. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And I'm back here next Monday for Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And tomorrow, yes, the Business of Being radio show, and for some of you who have been listening to the pre-recorded shows. We're back live tomorrow. Dr. Stephanie and I are back tomorrow doing a live show. Yay! Life is happening and we're moving with it. Ricky Byers Beckwith, you can find out more about her by going to her website, weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Thank you, everyone. Celeste, Antoine, Emilio, Nisi, Tamara, Elevate the Soul, Harmony Garden, let's see, Sherry White, and. Okay already. So with this woman. All right, it all fades into God. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And remember, TGIF. I know, it's Thursday, but TGIF, which means, thank God, I am free. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. It all fades into God. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.